The Me Too movement's kicked off the conversation around sexual assault, but sexual abuse of older women is still an issue and it doesn't get a lot of attention. In Parliament House yesterday, Greens Senator Rachel Seward hosted a round table with politicians and industry experts to explore sexual abuse of older women in aged care residences and in their own homes. Political correspondent Amanda Kopp reports from Canberra.
This is the story of Sandra. Not long after Sandra was admitted to an aged care home, she reported she had been raped. Staff filed an incident report and told family members access by male staff would be restricted. However, male staff continued to provide care and Sandra became increasingly distressed. Her allegations of rape were referred to as hallucinations by care providers, while her growing agitation was treated with higher and higher doses of drugs. Eventually, she was transferred to a psychiatric ward. Sandra's family lost faith in the system and finally decided to bring her back home to care for her. Sandra's story is just one of many older women whose tales of sexual assault are often ignored or not believed.
I've heard hundreds of stories of sexual assault of older women, but what's really particularly unique about this institution is there is an absolute disbelief that sexual assault would occur, and that means people aren't even looking for it.
Dr. Catherine Barrett is the director of the Opal Institute, which advocates for sexual rights of older people.
And while I was working in residential aged care, there were a number of instances where I witnessed or was told that an older woman had been sexually assaulted. And my experience of reporting sexual assaults was, you know, to senior management was to really feel shut down.
Last year, the Department of Health reported 547 incidents of sexual assault, but head of the Health, Law and Ageing Research Unit at Monash University, Joseph Ibrahim, says cases of sexual assault are being vastly underreported.
The rate in aged care is so much lower than in any other setting, and it doesn't make sense it would be so much lower than what occurs in the community when you have institutionalised care of vulnerable people. At a guess, the real rate is probably going to be in the tens of thousands rather than the 500 that are currently reported.
Greens Senator Rachel Seward, who hosted the roundtable, says there's a range of factors leading to underreporting.
Women won't want to talk about it, older women in particular, because if you think of where, you know, the fact that they feel shamed, they think they'll be stigmatised, they think they won't be listened to, they feel like they'll be ignored. So there's a range of factors that all combine to mean that we have a significant underreporting of this issue.
Dr. Barrett thinks there are wider social issues at play.
I mean, it can't be anything other than ageism. You know, it's really a disrespect for older people. Older people haven't been prioritised. And if older people were prioritised, then we wouldn't be having a Royal Commission into Quality and Safety in Aged Care. We've got problems.
Senator Seward is calling on the government to make a concerted effort to improve the system.
So the government needs to be improving the process to making sure that people don't get away with not reporting. They need to make sure they're putting funding into education processes. There's collecting data is absolutely key as well. We need to make sure the police are playing their role. And the thing we also talked about this morning is a register of workers. We need to make sure that some of the things that we've seen in the past in other abuse cases where perpetrators move from state to state and they're not there's not a registration process, so people don't know that they've moved from one state to another.
The Minister for Aged Care and Senior Australians, Richard Colbeck, says the government is in the process of drafting framework for how workers should respond when serious incidents like sexual assault happen in aged care homes.
So in the context of the residential aged care sector, we are currently formulating a serious incident response scheme that is designed to ensure reporting of all assaults staff on residents within the aged care sector. The next phase of that process will look at the home care sector because we need to ensure that we have the appropriate regulatory oversight.
It's clear there is a long way to go, but there is hope for the future.
This is a really important historical moment. It feels like a turning point in history that we have had our federal politicians saying we would like to hear from you what is happening for older women, what is happening in relation to sexual assault. The problem, in a word, is silence, really. Silence, silence and more silence. And I think that what Senator Rachel Seward has done today by hosting this roundtable is saying silent no longer.
Dr. Catherine Barrett, Director of the Opal Institute, ending that report by Canberra political correspondent Amanda Kopp.